Sherry, you still there?
Oh, I'm still here.
Thank you, Sherry, for waiting. What's going on?
Well, I usually let God take care of my grass.
Yeah? And he's forsaken you, huh?
God hasn't done a very good job this year.
He's just testing your faith.
This is one of those times where I think God said, you know, you must help yourself a little.
There you go.
Well, it's, you
there
know,
you go. So
record temperatures, even he's not sticking around.
Yeah, well, now it's all hard and all brown and crunchy. And
What kind of lawn is it?
Well, it's supposed to be St. Augustine, yeah. But the good Lord only knows what's going to come back up when I get water.
I do.
Bermuda.
So, because I got some of that nasty old Johnson grass in there, too.
Uh-huh.
And so what I'm wondering is, besides putting down some compost and just plain old water, is there anything else I need to put down on there to kind of help jumpstart my poor yard?
Well, the weather's cooling a bit, so that's going to help start your watering. Keep it mowed, though. It's going to surprise you. I think you'll have more San Augustine left in there. San Augustine spreads so fast, too, if we can get in some good conditions.
You say keep it mowed?
When the weeds and everything start growing. But I'm, you know, we're going to be an optimist here and say that it's going to get cool, we're going to start getting rain, and then you'll have all kinds of stuff growing in there, because a lot of the grass will be dead or thin, and so then just keeping it mowed, and then I think I'd be prepared to do the fertilizer in October, early October, to help what's grass you do have there, Bermuda or San Augustine, but put that on your calendar, some winterizer fertilizer about October 1st. Keep those weeds and everything mowed when they all come up, and if the weather cooperates next spring, sometime towards the summer, you'll have quite a bit of fill-in.
Are you at Canyon Lake?
No, I'm in Cibolo.
Cibolo. Well, we've talked about it several times. You know, Calvin's talking about the weeds coming up, and guess what else comes up in October and November?
Okay, so if I'm going to put down compost, can I go ahead and put that down now, or do I wait till the rains come, or...
You can put it down anytime it's convenient, but I think I'd be inclined to wait a little while, as long as you can, just to give the lawn some chance to get some green up, so that you're not burying what little sprout, you know, the few sprouts that you got.
Okay.
In there.
And when it does start to green up, I know that usually, you know, you don't mow St. Augustine real low. You mow it, you know, higher than most grasses. But since it's so, you know, burnt up, do I go ahead and mow it one time really low, or do I just go ahead and mow it high like I've been mowing?
You could do that because it'll be neater. Jerry does that in the spring, mows his low. I generally just mow the same all the time, but I don't think it hurt anything, and it may turn loose some of the green material that's coming up, so it certainly wouldn't hurt to do that.
It just depends on how brown and dead looking it is. Do you see any green in it?
Well, there's some, but it's mostly brown, and of course another one of my problems is I got a live oak tree that most people love and I can't stand. And, of course, it's trying to grow underneath that shade, which is another one of my problems.
Oh.
Well, I don't know.
St. Augustine prefers sun.
Well, yeah, any grass prefers sun. I'd kind of sacrifice that lawn in favor of that. I bet there's thousands of people that were trying to deal with this hot weather that would love to have that big shade tree. But, yeah, the thing you don't want to do is overdo it. It's going to take time, and it's going to take water, and fertilize later this fall, and just keep those weeds reasonable control, and I think you'll get some grow back.
Thanks, Sherry.
Okay, thank you.
You take Bye. Care. What else comes up in October? You never answered that. I didn't, did I? No, she here you go. Then she killed that with the idea of it's under a tree. Oh. I was going to say if everything is browned out and the Bermuda is browned out. See, also, if the Bermuda is browned out,
even though it turns cool and starts raining, it ain't coming back.
All right.
This year because it quits growing in the cool.
Yeah, it doesn't like the cool.
It won't
green
up. And so what you obviously, I would scalp it. I'd scalp a Bermuda lawn and plant wildflowers in there.
Oh, that's an idea.
See, because you plant those
October
in October.
Is the right time.
October. It'd be perfect time. And you wouldn't have to worry about seed soil contact.
No, it's all there is soil. There's
well, unless you got a thick Bermuda lawn. Well, yeah. even when it's thick.
Well,
Bermuda
I mean,
lawn.
If it's extremely brown, I'm talking about like that roadside out there brown.